Good morning, Sunday morning.
Well, good morning, Nancy. You know, it's time for the news, according to me. Yeah, well, hey, this is still Tuesday. Still Tuesday. Nancy's not actually here in the studio. That was recorded, in case anybody's concerned about that. I don't think she would survive in this studio because there's not enough drugs or alcohol here for her to be taken care of to keep her on life support. So, yeah, so Rabbi Rick here is still in the studio. And
couldn't get rid of me.
Couldn't get rid of him. He
hanging around like a bad smell.
He dragged me out he bribed me by feeding me lunch. And so he said, I want to come back again. I think he's going to take over the show.
I'll give you lunch.
Yeah. He's been whining and crying. I said, okay, we'll do one more. So he thinks this is actually going to go on the air. This actually isn't even being recorded. I haven't told him. He just thinks he's just playing radio guy now. So we're back. And yeah, I wish we could have recorded the conversation at lunch because it was pretty interesting.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah. But we had talked about a few things. We were like, oh, we never even talked about that. So we're going to do a second show today because I'm sure you're all hanging on the edges of your seat wondering what else we're going to talk about. So that's what we're going to talk about.
What are we going to talk about?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you forget?
We forgot. We already talked about it. That's the worst of it. We were all, you know, exploding over there talking about this stuff, and then we forget that. Now we're like, okay, we've got that out of our system now. So. We feel okay about the world. So life is great. Not. So, yeah. So what's, we were talking a little bit about what were some of the topics? We had,
the ample evidence of fraud.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about the election that much, did we? We didn't talk about that much. Also this whole thing with the stimulus, / COVID relief / spending.
Yeah, what's up
/
with that?
Defense bill. Yeah, it's $2.3 trillion were involved in this whole thing. It's a $900 billion bill, but there's $2.3 trillion that are being signed off on.
Well, that's Washington math for you.
Yeah, that's the way they work it out. Which seems to, I wish my math worked that way when it comes to my paycheck. Mm. But that's just like this whole thing about 2 + 2 = 5. You've heard this thing where people like to argue, well, it only means 2 + 2 = 4 for you because 2 + 2 = 5 because. Because math is racist. That's where they go with that.
Everything
like,
is racist.
You know, I'd like to have them as employees because I'd like to have them work for me for 2 hours for $2 an hour. And then I'll tell them when I give them $4 that's actually $5. But that's 2 + you work 2 hours for $2 an hour. That's 2 × 2. 2 + 2 = 5. There you go. You got 5. There's the 5 right there.
Don't you feel better?
Yeah. Call it whatever you want, but that's how many pieces of paper you got. So, yeah, that's kind of the craziness of the world we live. But we talked about a little bit about the election fraud stuff. Let's talk about the stimulus thing first. Let's go with that because one of the things I guess that you were a little confused on, I think a lot of people are, and I'm even a little bit unclear, but the initial stimulus bill came through with 90% of it being for money for other things other than the COVID-related stuff.
Imagine that.
And then we had...
That's crazy.
Which is insane.
What?
They tag a name on something.
Yeah, right.
Like all the time like that. Let's put this, the Heroes Act. We'll call it the Heroes Act because these people need money. And it's like, okay, so you're giving them 3% of the funds that are coming through for this bill and the rest of it's all gone.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if we started looking into it.
Something went to Zimbabwe or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the game they play all the time. Now, here's the way I think it played out. I think that, of course, the thing came out on an hour before they had to vote on it. They're all under pressure to get this thing done because they know that everybody wants, you know, because the American people need money, because the American people are scared. They keep telling us how the American people are. I'm one of the American people.
What happened to that line of thought, you know, 3 months ago when they're, you know, before the election?
Yeah.
When they were.
Well, we can't let this president have his
way.
No, because it'll make him look good and we can't have that.
Right. No.
Yeah. So now Nancy's saving everybody's lives because she's out there.
Because she ruined them.
Because she ruined them first. I'm going to drive him into the ground. So that way I can save him later.
But she got her hair done.
at least you got that blowout she needed. It's not the kind of blowout I'd have given her. I've got a 9mm blowout.
Yeah, she was set up.
Yeah. Yeah, they set her up. Yeah, that's what happened there.
Darn Stafford.
She's only guilty of being set up.
Right.
That's the mentality they always have.
They forced her to walk in there.
Yeah. Well, didn't Swalwell have that same argument? He said something about, well, they set me up, or that was, you know, they were tricked me. Somebody else said something.
Mean when he was taking his pants off?
Yeah. For 12 years, he was dating that Chinese spy. She set me up for 12 years, just like Bill Clinton's. Everybody seems to forget about Bill Clinton's escapades.
Keep it G.
He was, you know, they call Trump a pig and because he talked about something, but Bill, who is one of their left's favorite presidents. Mm. You know, when you ask them who the favorite president is in their lifetime, they'll usually say Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Or now it's Barack Obama, of course. But
they both respect women a
lot
better.
Well, yeah, so much. Yeah. You know what a mandate is, right?
Yeah. Keep it G.
All right, we'll keep it G. So Bill does something in the Oval Office with an intern that he has power over, which would be considered anyway. So he does that, but they forget about the Jennifer Flowers thing and the whole 12 years of having an affair, you know, while he was married. Uh-huh. That all just went away. Right. It doesn't matter.
Well, Hillary made it go away.
It's all his own personal business. Mm-hmm. And yet they're jumping all over this guy. And it's
Are you insinuating the media has a double standard?
Well, I would never
say anything
bad about the media.
No way.
No, the media is. What would we do without them? They're practically a branch of the government.
Pravda.
Thank you very much. So they, Jim Acosta. Oh my. So
yeah, there's a highly intelligent individual.
Yeah, he's a great one. So we have this thing. So what happens with this? The stimulus bill went through. They pushed it through Congress really quickly. Supposedly, a bunch of Republicans didn't know everything that was in the bill. They just knew it had to be passed. They were willing to go along with the $600 check. Let's just get it through, see what happens, throw it to the Senate. I have the feeling more Republicans
knew. Well,
they had to pass to see what was in it because Nancy told them that. So I think that they probably knew a little bit more about what was in that bill than they're letting on.
I hope so.
But they thought that if they could just get it through, people wouldn't pay attention.
Right.
But then once it came out in the mainstream that everybody started reading the bill and finding out what was in it, by the time it got back to them for another vote, they're no, we don't want this at all.
Right.
So all of a sudden they started voting it down. That's when the Republicans started stepping up and started voting against it. Because they needed a unanimous vote to get it through, the $2,000 thing. Right away, Nancy and Schumer were right away willing to accept the $2,000 extra expense. So it wasn't, you know, they had the $600. They were willing to have the bill just as it was and then just add on the additional $1,400 per person. They were willing, of course, they're always willing to spend money. Democrats seem to be very generous with other people's money.
It grows on trees.
Yeah. They're, so they just like
just
to
throw printing it.
They're just printing it out. Making my dollars worth less while it sits in my bank account, getting worth less. So they did all that. They got it through the Senate. They got the thing. So Trump basically went through, and since the president doesn't have a line item veto, which is not a good idea. I used to think that was a good idea, but it really isn't because that gives a lot of power to the president to change the whole legislation, and they can take things out that really would affect a huge way. So if it's a great president and they're doing the right thing, it's fine, but this would not be good, I don't think, in general, overall. Mm-hmm. But he does have the ability to go back through what's called a red line signature. So he went through and put all these red marks through. He said, if you change this, this, and this, and you add the $2,000. So he modified the bill and said, if you do this, the signature is there for you. But if you don't, you're not going to sign
it. Isn't that interesting? I mean, when I saw that he signed the bill and I was like scratching my head, what? Isn't that interesting that the media only reported that he signed it? Nothing about a red line.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
And part of the screwy part of it is, and I think this was just a political move on his part, but one of the things he put into that was stipulations for you've got to rewrite Section 230, which is the that's what Facebook and Twitter and all those guys are using to exempt themselves from being a being a publisher, their platform. So they have to rewrite that, modify it, at least make it fair for everybody, which I think they should just be taken away from them altogether.
Yeah, totally.
Because of the way they're acting. But
well, we got to haul them in front of the Senate committee a couple more times and act
talk
mad
about,
and justified. And,
yeah, let me squirm in my chair a couple more times and make it look good.
Well, actually, they don't even haul them in there. They just do it all
they'll
by
They'll do it by phone. Yeah, they're sitting there getting their feet
Zoom
rubbed.
Zoom or Skype or something.
Yeah.
Or,
so,
and then they'll always, and then the answer, standard answer is, well, I don't recall.
I can't remember that. That's not part
no,
of my department. I don't get involved in that.
No,
I don't know. No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have. I don't
it's
have.
It's my
list
company.
Of,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I don't know who those people are. I don't know. I'm sure we've censored some left wing to people too as well. We don't, you know, discriminate at all. No.
Much.
Yeah. Very often that you're going to be told about. So the so they have they ended up going. See what?
So what were you saying about people's attention spans?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
What were we talking about
today?
Squirrel. So they get this thing through now, apparently, so that they... The other thing was, in part of the red line stuff, was that he wanted a lot of that fat to be cut out, a lot of the pork to be cut out. As soon as it comes out now that all of a sudden the media is saying it's $2.3 trillion, well, it always was. It was because this bill is also related to the government shutdown issue. So that's the total amount of spending he's putting a signature on is $2.3 trillion,
right,
which will end up being more, obviously, because it always is.
Yeah, that whole shutdown card... I'm done with that too.
Yeah, if they're non-essential, they should be shut down already anyway.
Yeah, well,
everybody else is non-essential.
I mean, every time we run into this because they can't do their job, the whole shutdown thing. It's like, what does it really equate to? I mean, to make it sound like people are going to be dying in the streets, and but the reality is, it's like, what is it, 1 or 2% of government or something
like
that?
It's like almost 2%. Yeah,
it's not even. It's like, give me a break. Seriously,
and they got the gall to do like what Obama did back in. Was it 2012, 2013? He barricaded up. There's like parks.
Yeah.
There's like
we're
going to
shut the parks down.
We're going to shut the park down where you can just walk through, but they put barricades around it and put an armed guard there.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't have been there, and they wouldn't have had to pay for that part of it if they just had left it open and just let people walk through there, but they had to park it to make a public statement.
Yeah.
So.
No, but he's still one of the best presidents.
He's the best president ever.
Yeah.
Squeaky clean. Not a smidgen of corruption of any kind.
No,
and especially not in the what do they call that thing? The thing that takes your money, the IRS. Not a smidgen.
No,
not a smidgen in the IRS. Not a smidgen.
Yeah.
Which, you know, when somebody says that, you know, I mean, just by default, he should say, well, there's not very much. If he's saying there's not a smidgen,
let me be clear. I have the most transparent administration. That's what we're going to strive
no
for.
Scandals.
Nope.
No scandals.
Nope. That's just wrong-headed.
Here's something not many people know. You know, he was a smoker almost the entire time he was in the White House. And
no,
nobody
I
ever covered
that. Yeah.
Nobody ever talked about that.
When Michelle wasn't spanking him for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the latest pictures of her?
She's a beauty queen, I'll tell you what.
They're out kayaking.
Yeah, I know.
She looks like a linebacker.
And he doesn't even have a sword in the water.
He's like sitting back there letting her paddle.
I'm surprised he didn't have a cigarette in his mouth.
And I think they're pulling a skier. Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't. Oh, my word. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but...
Getting back to that mandate thing. Sorry.
But Ivanka, you know, she speaks five languages.
Yeah.
And,
well, but she's an idiot.
And nothing but poise the whole 4 years she's been in there. And
putting up with all the crap that goes
on. Trust
me,
she's a lot better looking than old Michelle.
I think so. Yeah, I think we're going to have to give that one to her. Yeah.
Jeez.
A little more stylish, a little more, classy.
Pravda.
Oh, man. So.
Where were we? Okay, stimulus bill.
Stimulus bill. Yeah, that's where we're. So, well, show's over.
You're making some fine points.
So now we have this thing coming back. Now, one of the things that I'll speak to this just because I'm in the industry. The whole airline thing, I did hear President Trump say this yesterday in his speech when he was signing. He said, this is going to get airline employees back to work. And the problem with that is, now the airlines need help. And one of the reasons is because it has been probably one of the travel industry has been hit very bad by this whole thing. No fault of their own. It's just been hurt. That's one of those things where I can see the government stepping in and really trying to help. Because I think the people need to step up and do something about that. Because we need that industry alive and well when it starts to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start screwing around with it now, you're going to see people posturing and doing, taking advantage of, like, like United's going to take advantage of American, and that kind of thing's going to happen.
It won't come back the right way.
It won't come back the right way.
Yeah.
So I can understand some of the trying to help with that. Of course, usually government gets involved and doesn't do the right thing. But they're trying to. I can see something happening there. The problem with this is,
well, give them tax breaks or something.
Yeah, tax breaks would be good.
Instead of, you know,
or loan grants, some kind of.
Instead of giving them money or blah, 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 this or that, the normal Washington's thing to do, just make stuff, do stuff that makes sense.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's going to be a little bit long lasting. Let them invest their own money where they have the money they have or whatever.
But. Right. It's kind of like the stimulus check itself going out to everybody. They're just sending out money to everybody, which I like the one guy's idea. He just said, just give everybody a refund on their federal tax for the last 2 years. You know, that's
totally
that equates more to what they've made and more it's better relief in terms of economically. The other side of that is some people don't need the money, and some people really do. And some people need more than that. And then you got small businesses that need even more because because they don't get unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
You shut them down, you shut them off.
Right.
Their employees do, and now they've got to pay unemployment insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They get hurt really bad. Those individuals get hurt worse than anybody. So it's and then they. You know, they lose their business, everything that they worked for and built up that's gone. Try to motivate that individual to start over again.
Give them tax breaks or, you know, like you said, that's the thing that makes sense. I, you know, kind of like another sidebar, very similar idea that, you know, I really thought was a really good idea. You know, like when it comes to the whole healthcare thing, you know, let doctors, give doctors the ability to write off people that they see for free. People that can't afford it. You know, they turn it in, you know, and then, you know, they get a credit for it or whatever the case may be, you know, or it comes off their taxes or I don't know, something.
Yeah.
Things that make sense, you know? And that way, you know, people can, how many doctors wouldn't do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that was one, when we first went through this stimulus thing at the beginning, I wrote I actually got a call back from my representative. It wasn't Jackie herself, but it was one of her people.
Her people,
her plebes.
Her plebes. He called me back and he talked to me. And I said, he asked me, he said, appreciated my comments and stuff. But I was basically concerned about just throwing money at this thing.
Yeah.
And we weren't really taking time to, but their thought was, well, we got to do something. And it's going to happen. It's got to happen quickly. So we got to get this done right away. Like, okay. But there's a lot. And my argument with him was, we have a lot of creative people in this country who can come up with ideas on how to implement this thing. Well, they've taken enough time since the first one. They could have had some really good ideas on the table. But here we go again with, let's just throw money at it and hope it sticks to something and something will happen. Because, and again, we're just kicking it down the road. We're just throwing money at the problem, not focused on what needs to be done.
You know, I can't help but go in here. But, you know, the thing is who created the problem?
Good question. Yeah.
I mean... we're talking about, again, a virus that you have a 99.9-something% survivability rate, and we're all locking down the economy over that. And so who's creating the problem?
Yeah.
I mean, if we would just use some common sense and, you know, again, let people make their own decisions.
Yeah.
And
protect the people that need to be, that are high risk.
Right.
And especially the people in nursing homes, that kind of thing. And then, and then just let... let businesses do what they need to do to make it. That's too much of a free country.
No, that's.
Yeah, that's.
We can't do that.
We can't do that.
No. Sorry. What was I thinking? I had a moment there. I just.
Whitmer. Whitmer.
Shouldn't have never. Yeah. Whitler.
Whitler. Whitler. Heil Whitler.
Yeah. Wait, I need to go goose step down there.
Yeah. that state is only like 5 miles away from us.
I know.
I can almost smell it from here. Yeah, those poor guys. That brings us to the election.
How she doesn't get impeached, I don't know.
Well, they tried.
They didn't try hard enough.
They didn't try hard enough. And the guys who tried to kidnap her, they might have been onto something.
Right.
But I think that they were kind of,
Right.
Of course, that was.
That was convenient.
That was, that's not going to work, guys. Sorry. It's just not going to work. But it would have been fun if they actually pulled it off to see what would have happened there. But,
oh, my gosh.
They were blaming it on Trump before it even.
Well, of course.
And, of course, it wasn't Trump guys. It was like the Antifa guy.
Yeah.
Anarchist. But
no, that's.
So, of course, that went away really quick. As soon as that, as soon as they figured that out, they're, oh, let's drop that.
Yeah, drop that story.
Oof. I hear about that on the news. And it's, here's what's funny to me. Every time they talk about threats to government officials, especially on the left, they bring it up as if that's supposed to make their stand correct or we're supposed to feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. It's like, that doesn't have anything. The guy from in the Georgia election, he was coming out saying, I'm having threats. My family's having threats against me and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, that doesn't have anything to do with the outcome of the election. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, your threats, that's a thing that shouldn't happen. I'm sorry it's happening to you, mm-hmm. but guess what? It has nothing to do with whether or not the outcome is true or not, or whether or not you're in the, on the right side of this or not.
Mm-hmm.
But they use that as a ploy,
yeah.
as a pry bar, saying, see, these people are after me. I'm the underdog. I'm trying to... I don't care.
Maybe try following the law.
Yeah, the law would be great.
That would be, you know,
if you can say this is the law and this is what we did. Oh.
Yeah. Now okay. You have something to stand on.
Yeah. Otherwise, this is how we feel about it. So this is what we're going to do. And because we're in a pandemic and you're racist, we're going to do this. And so I mean the governors have taken over a position that should have been the legislature's to decide. And that's one of the big issues in this whole thing
is that we started on that.
Yeah. So that's So let's talk about this. What happened in? I have the belly. We went to lunch and
he has a food baby.
I will be giving birth later today. So we had.
Ew.
Where are we going? So we this is unedited, raw and live. Got all the thoughts.
You're gonna wish it was.
Maybe I can go back and cut that out. No. So we have this issue of. Wisconsin, you said it was.
Yeah.
It sounds...
I just saw it right after lunch.
And I would think this would be hitting, like, every place, all over the place that mm-hmm. it would be happening. If what is going to happen... There's this other issue of a lot of the legislatures aren't meeting right now. I think they have to meet their owner to turn that over.
Yeah.
And some of the governors have to give the legislatures permission. To, like in Pennsylvania, I think they have to have permission from the governor, or is it Georgia? Some of the wacky state rules and laws are coming out during this whole process.
Yeah.
Everybody's finding out are really crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking it up right now. Just
and Pennsylvania was another one that may
Pennsylvania
possibly get
earlier this morning said that they had an error of like 200,000 votes for Biden. Where's this one on Wisconsin though? Here we go. So Gateway Pundit posted saying, will Wisconsin officially move their electoral college votes to Trump after 200,000, mostly Biden votes, were ruled illegitimate?
Wow.
So
does it say will? Is it a question or is
it? Yeah, will they do it?
Will they do it?
Yeah. So in other words, it's kind of a moronic question. Will they do the right thing?
Yeah, will they do what actually the people wanted?
Right.
Because they keep talking about, well, this is the will of the people.
Yeah.
And yet when they find out, well, this
wasn't
the
will. Well, that only depends if it follows
what they want.
What you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's the
will of certain people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
But it's interesting, though, because, it really does make you think, where is this all going? And we keep seeing all these... first Pennsylvania, now Wisconsin, and now Georgia's supposed to be doing a, I don't know, whatever happened to that audit in Georgia that they were doing of X number of, didn't hear any results of that.
Was that the one where the University of Georgia was involved?
Yeah, right.
That's gotten really quiet.
Yeah, it just fell off the radar again, which kind of makes you wonder again, whenever something falls off the radar like that, it's a...
Yeah, it wasn't the result they wanted.
Right, and so there's that, and, Michigan, there's all kinds of... court cases going on there too, and Arizona and Nevada, I think, were still in play a week ago.
Yeah.
Or, there's things going on there. I think the Arizona legislature was trying to step up to the plate. And
there's a big law case, and the lawyer has all the data for Nevada.
Right.
He basically has disqualified almost 200,000 votes. I think
dead
right
people and people living out of state. And just
he had all the numbers.
It's not even stuff that's. Spooky stuff that, votes being dropped in the ballot box at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. We're talking about legitimate
data.
Yeah.
It's actually data that he's compiled from
the
list.
It's like, how do you ignore that kind of stuff?
Yeah. They just go on. Oh, well, too bad.
Yeah.
It's over now. I don't get that. I think that's what incenses people the most.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And that, And of course, moving on into that from where we are, as far as how do you think this is going to play out? What do you think Trump's going to do? I mean, is the Insurrection Act going to be triggered? Insurrection Act is different than martial law. Everybody was kind of equating those things as two the same thing. Right. It's two different things.
No, my understanding is that it gives him the power to use the military to go in and seize like the Dominion machines, etc., and actually do a count that, you know, the way it's supposed to be done. You know, we're not going back and counting all the votes that we counted, all the illegitimate votes that we counted before, and saying, oh, you know, we added up the same twice, you know. Well, that's not the point, knucklehead. You know, it's we're trying to establish which votes are legitimate, you know, and not legal and not.
Right, right.
So my understanding is that's what the Insurrection Act does, is he allows him to use the military to do that. So I don't know. I don't know if he, to me, here's where I'm at. It's a scary situation, but it's not a situation that the President Trump has asked for. I mean, when you have the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, nobody's lifting that finger to do their job and with mounds of evidence. And you have all the courts, and even the Supreme Court doesn't take a straightforward case like the one that Texas brought. I mean, so literally you're giving him no option. And that's what's disheartening about, for me, about all this. And I think a lot of people are there too. You know, because you can't convince me that you think about all the people. He didn't lose any voters from 2016.
No, he gained voters.
And he gained voters, and he gained in areas that no Republican president has ever done before.
Right.
So, you know, for me.
All the bellwether counties, bellwether states, all that stuff happened.
Everything, every, what do you want to call it? Standard
indicators
that, you know, election indicators that have always been tried and true. Every 2020 blew them all up, you know.
Well, there's no evidence.
And there's just so many people that hated Trump so much.
Yeah.
That 10 million people showed up to vote for
Sleepy Joe.
I had hairy legs. Corn Pop was a bad dude. Hey, let's vote for that guy.
Yeah.
Where's he been? This is who I've been praying for. Anybody but Trump.
I'm looking for somebody who hangs out in their basement like me, in their mom's basement, while she does my laundry.
Oh, yeah.
What state am I in?
That guy got more votes than Barack Obama. I wonder how BO feels about that. It has got to be ripping him up.
I bet behind the scenes, I bet he is mad about that.
If this is what we're going to do to win an election, by golly, that's good enough for me. But what do you think about it, Valerie Jarrett, living over there in my corner of my house? What do you think about that? You guys realize Valerie Jarrett moved in.
That's weird.
With the Obamas.
Ew.
Isn't that creepy? That's creepy to me.
That's
creepy.
Really creepy.
Almost as creepy as.
Good morning. Sunday morning.
That's creepy right there. That's some creepiness.
No, that's called alcohol.
True. That is true. Yeah.
I still can't get that picture of Stephanopoulos' face when he... That's still in my head, man.
Yeah, that it was kind of a combination of deer in the headlights and...
What the heck am I going to do now?
Where's the closest door?
Is she going to start laughing manically now, too?
Yeah. Oh, my.
Call security.
Yeah. We may have to go to commercial. Somebody, hope they're awake up there in engineering. So yeah, there was also the one where I think it was Sanjay Gupta, the doctor. He was interviewing Biden, and Biden was going off on something, and Sanjay had this look on his face like, do we need to stop this right now? It's like, I'm diagnosing a problem.
You remember that one when he went to, after that, I don't know which debate it was. I think it was the second one. He showed up at the outside at that rally, and there was a train going by.
Oh, yeah.
It was a total squirrel moment. Oh,
train.
A train.
That's the 349. I used to take that one. Well, no, that's Amtrak.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that a train? Oh, so that's a bus. Am I in a swimming pool? I have hairy legs. can you imagine how hard Jill, I'm just going to call her Jill.
DJ.
Jill.
Dr.
Biden,
J.
PhD. I'll call her PhD, but it's actually not even a PhD. It's a doctor of nursing. Doctor of education.
Yeah.
It's a DE, which is still a, you know, I respect it. But there's about 300 million people in this country that have one. But yeah. I think you can get one in the mail now. I think nowadays you just apply.
Well, that's because of COVID.
Online. Yeah. You just get one from Russia. It comes with a vaccine, Russian vaccine. And here's your doctorate.
Act now, and you can get two doses of vaccine.
Throw in a set of Ginsu knives.
Oh, we really want.
But wait, there's more.
I don't think I miss what you think I miss.
Okay, so we got this.
It's good to laugh.
Yes.
Otherwise, we're going to go insane Twilight stuff.
Because the country's falling apart. We might as well make a joke out of it. So the Insurrection Act thing. Mm. And then we have.
Well, what do you think? Do you think he's going to do that?
I think that if he has to. And I think the point you made earlier, we were talking before the show, because we do that. We don't just talk when we're on the radio.
We are friends off air.
We do have communication.
We do it safely, though.
That's right.
6 feet apart with masks on.
That's right. Masks on. Yes. With a plastic piece of plastic between us. Much like the booth here, right now, we're wearing our masks right now.
Yeah.
Just in case you're wondering. That's why it's kind of hard to understand what we're saying. So the
cops are on the way.
The Mask Police. That would be a great show. Instead of like 911, this is going to be Mask Police 101.
We need some theme music
for that. Dun, 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 dun. I probably got some theme music here somewhere. Let's see what I got. We got, what's this? That's no good. Let's try this one.
Oh, yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Back to the show. We're back with the show now.
Whew, reset.
So we've got, what were we talking about?
Mass police. Us being friends, talking off.
The thing that I wasn't really aware, or I hadn't really thought of, and it was a good angle you had talked about, was I don't think that Trump wants to be the guy, the president, that this all... that was known as the last guy who presided over a actual republic.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't want to see it all come crashing down in his mm-hmm. watch. So I think he will do whatever it takes, especially if he knows the American people are enough. If there are, and I'm guessing, I know that January 6th coming up, there's probably going to be, if there's less than 1 million people there, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, right.
I think that... You know, I just the chatter I'm hearing. If 5 million people show up to the Capitol building,
mm-hmm.
and if Pence doesn't do the right thing, or if he just I don't know that it's considered the right.
Well,
before
we get to that point, the legislators and the senators ought to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah, there's a lot of people involved in that process before it happens.
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe he's waiting for that to play out. I mean, if it can play out that way, I know that pulling that trigger on the Insurrection Act is going to cause a tizzy from the left.
Oh, yeah.
To the extent that we are going to be in probably a civil insurrection. It's going to be like an insurgency from them. It would be a civil war if he doesn't pull this off, in my opinion. But I think it's going to be very different looking than if we have the left doing its thing. They're going to be more terrorists, I think.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's just an interesting set of events. I think he's going to wait to pull that trigger unless he has to. I think that between now and the 6th, what my hope and prayer is that enough evidence comes out for the state legislatures and they're actually able to execute what they need to do to switch their electors over.
Don't you mean, though, that they all wake up and see the evidence that's given them already?
Yeah. Which I think a lot of them do.
Yeah.
But they feel like their hands are tied.
Why do you think that? Why do you think their hands are tied?
They're not getting a voice. They're not getting an opportunity to actually meet. Like some of them can't even without a special session right now. They can't even meet. They've had some hearings, but I think they need to have more. Some of the hearings have been based on like one particular testimony, which is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that there are people within the legislatures, not all of them, but there are people within the legislatures that know exactly what's going on.
Right.
And I think that those people.
Really have to have your head in the sand to not see what's going on.
Yeah, and I think that eventually, public opinion and public hopefully this will play out to the point where as people begin to educate themselves, they can continue to put the pressure on their representatives. That hopefully we have enough time for all that to happen that they will actually start to wake up and pay attention. If all of that happens in time, and they can switch or at least decertify it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they would have to do is decertify it and let it go back to the states for a vote.
Right.
At that point, I think that then, and there was this interesting prophecy. This one guy had a dream about this whole thing. He had a date on it. It was December 17th. It didn't happen. But I think it still could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was actually off on his calendar date. But what he saw was that the Congress exploded with anger over what had just happened. And what he was describing sounded like a flip of the election.
Mm.
And this was before the election that he had this dream. Mm-hmm. And so it was this thing where they came running out and they were prominent. He saw faces. He saw prominent Democrats coming out and shaking their fists at the White House.
I remember you saying something about that.
So I thought it was going to happen earlier, but it didn't happen. I think it still could. And with the events that he described, it really sounds like that could play out on January 6th. Mm. I could see that happening within the days following, because it could trigger all the events that we're talking about.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
But Nancy's going to drag him out by the hair.
Yeah,
you know,
his little hands and feet.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, right. Because she can... Do you remember when they pulled that stupid stunt? They're all wearing
the little things, they got knelt down. She couldn't get up.
She couldn't get up.
Help, I'm kneeling and I can't get up.
She's going to be pulling the 6'4" Trump out.
That's
going to
work.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
She'll break her nails or flatten her hair.
Yeah.
She'll need another blowout.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So so we got that going for us.
Yeah.
But what else was there? There was the stimulus thing. And we were talking about the election the fraud thing is what amazes me. There's so many different angles to the fraud thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people working on it, and there was a guy from Georgia in the Constitutional Party. He said, I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't vote for Biden. Mm. I voted for my own candidate in the Constitution Party. But he is on the board of election security or whatever he's on.
Mm.
And he did the numbers, and he said there is, just in the study that he did and the results that he got from the registered voter list, he had already calculated over 40, I think it was 40 some thousand votes that were in error, and not just saying votes that were like you couldn't verify.
Right.
It was totals that were wrong. And so he, well, the problem with it was, he said, it should immediately be decertified.
Yeah. Well, one would think.
Yeah. He said it's...
With any of the things that have come out, you would think they should immediately be decertified. So
I think it was... What is the close... It's like within 12,000 votes or something down there, isn't it? 12,000 or 14,000 votes?
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
And so that's... I mean, that doesn't take much at all.
And that's just, you know, after... You know, it wasn't... I mean, where was Trump at in Georgia at 2 o'clock in election night? He was like...
It was like hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands. So, I mean, yeah. So this whole 12,000 thing that we're talking about now, it's totally fabricated in my mind. But yeah.
And then the testimony of some of these people, this one lady has video. She's standing out back behind this center where they were doing all this vote counting DeKalb County or Cobb County.
Maybe. Well, I think Georgia was one of the places where they kept Republicans from looking at. Yeah, that's right, because they sent them home because of the water main break.
So in the days following, I think it was the day after the elections,
it's
on
like
November
Republicans
4th.
Republicans are allergic to water or something.
Yeah. She's out back, and an A1 shredding truck pulls up. Have you seen this video?
No, I haven't seen that.
She's
one.
Got it on. Her and another lady followed this truck, but she has all this on record. She calls 911 while she's doing all this videoing. A1 truck pulls up. They've got 5 or 6 industrial-sized trash cans on wheels full of stuff that they're pulling out to this truck.
Oh,
like, immediately. As soon as, like, I have a roll-up door comes up, they got all this stuff. They come over. She walks right up to them and starts videotaping these things. And they have ballots in them.
Oh, my gosh. No, I haven't seen that.
And they shred them all. I mean, how many ballots can fit in one of those?
Jeez,
you're talking.
Oh, Pete.
You stop and think about this. A box of paper. I go to you know, Staples and I buy a box of paper. How many reams are in there? How many thousands of sheets of paper are in there? That's how many it can fit into a small box.
Wow.
And you've got tens of thousands, I would say hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Well, they
have
to do something with those Trump votes.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This whole thing seemed like it was a search or a sort and destroy mission that they were on. They were sorting out the ballots and destroying the ones.
How did, what's his name, Raffensperger and Kemp, how'd they explain that one away?
Well, they were standing right there.
Oh, were they?
No, they weren't.
Were they looking at the, what was the excuse they came up with that gal that was pulling out votes underneath the table?
That they meant to put through, and they just realized, oh, we hadn't put those through. We need to get those done before we go home.
Three times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the problem with that. They were supposed to stop counting and start again. They could have just done those the next morning.
Right.
So why did they have to do them when they had sent everybody
well,
home?
Well, they were excited about doing their job. They couldn't wait.
Yeah. Well, let's just get these done. Yeah, because we're getting paid overtime. The other issue was, and I saw that on the second, when he was being, here's what gets me too, is they have these, it wasn't Raffensperger, but his assistant. Mm. In the, I watched the entire almost all of it. It was, I think the last half hour, I just couldn't stand it anymore, but it went on for like 2 hours. The state legislature was interviewing and asking Raffensperger questions and the state board electors guy. So he was sitting there. They were asking him questions and he's just sitting there. Of course, it was like a Skype call or Zoom call or whatever it was.
Right. Of course.
He's sitting there and he's looking around at his computers and giving the numbers. Yeah, well, the Trump administration said there were 3,000 votes that were wrong, and we can only find 194. And then it was always this in the barely the hundreds numbers every time. But if the Trump administration brought forward evidence of thousands of votes, and they would always say, it was only 93, whatever it was. And they just took him at his word.
Yeah, right.
Which
of course
blew my mind, because it's like, they were like, okay.
Right.
Ask a junior high kid who just did something wrong.
Right.
He just gives you an answer. You're supposed to take his word for it. Mm. What's that behind your back? Oh, nothing. Well, let me see your hands. He pulls out his right hand, puts the right hand back, and then he pulls out the left hand. See, there's nothing in my hands. That's exactly the way this seemed. And it's, how do they get away with that? Where they just take their word for, oh, okay, well, if you say so, show me the data.
Right.
Because they're just sitting there taking their word for it that they...
Boy, don't you have a warm fuzzy that these two Senate runoffs are going to be
held by the same
legitimate
people? Yeah. I'm sure people are really excited about that. And Stacey Abrams, your buddy.
Oh, yeah.
She is all excited about the fact that they've registered 7.7, a record. This is several days ago. Probably have more now.
Isn't she the governor now?
She's the governor. She's been the governor ever since she was born. She was born. She had a little hat on that said governor. And she says she's all excited about the fact that they have 7.7 million people registered to vote.
Oh, of course she is.
There's only 7.4 million people living in Georgia. No, I don't know. I'm just making that up. It's a joke. There's probably 8 million.
I don't know. But, you know, it kind of goes with everything else we've been seeing in the last 6 weeks.
Wouldn't surprise me. And somebody did the math. And I guess the first time I heard this, didn't think it was true. But now that I've heard it, I've actually looked at it, and it's actually true. There were 165 million registered voters in the country. Mm. I think something like that.
Okay.
Or maybe it was less than that. And if you add up the number of Trump votes that we know are there, mm-hmm. 74 million or whatever it was.
Right.
And then they say that apparently Biden had 81 million.
Mm-hmm.
Add that up. And I think that comes out to 160 some. I can't do the math in my head right now. You're an engineer. You do the math. But I think there were only 130 some million registered voters.
Ah, right.
Which makes sense because you've got about 320 million people in the country.
Well, Stacey made them up.
She
got them to register.
Brought them across the border, brought them over. So you've got that number of people in the country. You've got a certain percentage of those people are going to be below 18 years old.
Right.
Another percentage of those people don't vote at all.
Right.
And you've got a whole bunch of people who are dead who voted. But it's funny how they always vote Democrat. That's the interesting thing about the
crazy
fraud thing. It's like, oh, well, that's just a mistake. That's a human error thing. But it always seems to be a Democrat.
Right.
99%
right.
of the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of votes go for Joe Biden at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, that's just.
Oh, that's just a coincidence.
Which I think they were.
It's a miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Joe, you won.
They were setting that up. I think they were setting that up before the election. Remember hearing that one guy who said it's going to be a red mirage?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, he was setting this whole thing up. He was this pundit who was going. Well, what it's going to look like on election night, or it's going to come out. It's going to look like Trump won.
Yeah.
But then the next day, it's going to be Biden winning. Oh.
That's because they knew it ahead of time.
They knew what they were going to do.
Yeah.
He obviously was in on the fix, so.
Well, I mean, it takes time to get, you know, paper ballots from China.
Yeah.
They had to order those way ahead of time.
You want, the last long time, a vote bill, yes. We make you good ballots. Well, good ballots last long time. For Joe Biden. Our man in power. Our friends. Yeah.
We give his son much money. And white powder.
That's right. Cheap stuff. Yeah. So that's where we're at right now.
Yeah. You just can't make this up.
No.
But, you know, I just want to say that...
congratulations.
You know, congratulations to Joe Biden, because he's a friend of mine, and he's been in the Senate a long time, and
I can work with him.
I'm looking forward to working with him for the next, 2 days when he's in office.
Yeah. When Kamala knocks
and
him
Kamala,
off.
And Kamala, as far as that goes, she's been in the Senate, too.
Yeah.
So I know her. And I guess it really doesn't make any difference, because, you know, this Georgia runoff election that's going to get stolen too. And,
yeah.
And Chuck, he'll be in charge then too.
Yeah. So goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm getting tired of this job anyway. And I don't like being called a turtle. Horse Fang Fang. Yeah.
You just can't make this up.
But Eric Swalwell, that guy.
He's got ties to China too, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's got some financial stuff going on. But he, and then all of his.
When he untied his pants.
Yeah. That as well. That was the big thing. And you can't tell me that Dianne Feinstein for 20 years had a driver? A driver, supposedly.
Yeah.
Who was a Chinese spy and she didn't know about it, and she was doing business with the Chinese.
Right. No.
She traveled over there all the time.
Diane.
No. Oh, my goodness. The FBI told her. She's like, oh, my goodness. I didn't realize I had a Chinese. Oh, my goodness. A Chinese spy right here. Oh, my goodness. And there's nothing about, nothing concerning. I'm sure she was in the car talking about something at some point on the phone. You would think that she would have had a conversation in front of this guy that she would have been concerned about.
Yeah, you would think.
Or she would have said something. But she, nothing came out about any issues there.
Well,
and here's my thing.
Nothing
too.
To see here. There's we don't need it. There's not enough evidence to overthrow whatever conversation they were having there. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of the FBI, I gotta say this because this is just this. I'm onto this and I'm onto these guys. I wish I had one. I probably have that in there somewhere. The thing that drives me nuts about this is here's how the FBI seems to be working nowadays, and they've kind of almost let themselves show their hand on this. Just like with the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yeah.
With the, what was the other laptop that they had?
It was the guy from, the guy that got, DNC staffer that got
Seth
killed.
Rich. Yeah. Seth Rich.
Yeah. They had his laptop too.
That was the other laptop.
Right.
Then you got people like Epstein. And you got stuff that's going on there.
Yeah, but he killed himself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
Hillary killed himself.
Yeah.
So I'm here for your suicide now. What difference at this point does it make, Senator? So she So anyway,
we wonder why that we need to drain the swamp.
Jeez. Oh my gosh, these people. So we had this issue, and here's what I think is happening with the FBI and those who are what we call the deep state,
right.
You know, the bureaucrats who are
the ones
unelected.
That are going to be coming after us now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they're listening. Hi, guys. I live at. I'm sure they already know where I am.
That's right.
Probably got the laser on top of my head right now. Missiles will be flying in. Pay attention. This building is about to explode in 5 minutes. Where'd that come from? I was just sitting on vacation in my RV, and next thing I know, it's blowing up. That's another. Now I'm starting. I just started that rumor.
Squirrel.
Yeah. So here's how the FBI works, and this is these guys. They get dirt on people like this,
mm-hmm.
So they start an investigation, just
the
Durham investigation.
Right.
Who knows what all Durham found out while he was doing his investigation? He had the right to. He had all kinds of power to go in and find all kinds of dirt on people.
Is there more than one picture of that guy, by the way?
No, there's only one.
Yeah.
And it's...
Sorry, I just...
Yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine, too. Every time
like
I see a picture, I'm like...
Looks like he's constipated or
something. He looks like he's about ready to poop his pants. He's got the beard there.
He's going to pull a Jerry Nadler.
And you never see another... I don't think he's been alive.
You didn't catch that. I just said it funny. He's going to pull a Jerry Nadler.
Oh, if this was just a video show, we could... Play that clip. We can play that back and forth for an hour.
That wasn't obvious.
I'm going to shuffle off to the side here now. Don't pay attention to me. Hope it doesn't leak out of my pants. So,
sorry. Back to the FBI.
Yeah. So
they get poop on, the dirt
right.
on them.
That's right. That's right. Got some poop on that guy. Oh, my. So they do this kind of thing. So they get this
right.
this opportunity to do this investigation.
Yeah.
They get all kinds of dirt on people. And then all of a sudden they come up with, oh, nothing to see here. Nope. Didn't find anything at all.
Why do you think they want Biden in for president?
Well, exactly.
There's so much dirt on him.
The same thing with that laptop that they had on because
right.
of Hunter. They have pictures. Okay, this isn't just emails. This isn't just like Hillary emails.
Yeah.
We've got pictures here. Of Hunter doing things. We've got pictures of Joe and Hunter with these Chinese people with the CCP that supposedly Joe doesn't talk to his brother, his son about any of his business stuff.
We don't talk business.
And let alone Joe's brother. I almost said his brother, but his brother's involved in this stuff too. He's got the same kind of deal. The people who's at the center of all this stuff? Who's related to all this stuff?
Where's my ice cream?
What flavor is it, Joe? So,
I had hairy legs. They used to run their finger on the pool.
Ew.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
So they,
Sorry.
I need to put that on the little bumper button over there.
Yeah, there you go.
So, between him and Nancy. Good morning. Sunday morning. Corn Popper's a bad dude. That would be great. That would... So that's they do this kind of stuff all the time. So they get this dirt on people that they so they can right. control them.
Right.
Totally. Kind of, this may have happened to John Roberts. You know, maybe this issue that they got on him too. They can control that guy.
Right.
And I don't know that the feds are necessarily for one party or the other. I think they're kind of apolitical, but they also
they're for themselves.
But they have an agenda.
Yeah.
And I think that they, you know, they want to stay in power. They want to keep their ability to keep playing this game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look back to the time when Comey went into the president's office and showed him the dossier.
Right.
Dossier. It's French. So, much like Joe Biden's ice cream.
Because he's so smart.
Yes.
And a Boy Scout.
So, that's right. So, he goes in there, and he, an attempt to shake the president
down. Oh, yeah, totally.
They were going to show this to him and say, we got the goods on, we got the dirt on you.
Yeah.
And Trump was like, I'm not, that's all fake stuff. That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that they were looking for a reaction from Trump to say, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, can't let that out. That's what they were trying to do there.
Right, totally.
And because they were going to hold that over him to control him for the next 4 years or however many years they could or try to get him impeached. When that didn't work, I think Comey, at that point, that's why he released the notes of the discussion and did all the stuff that he started doing. But I think that that's standard MO for the FBI all the time, at least for those at the top.
Yeah, and that's why he got fired.
Yeah.
And then what was the guy? What's the guy's name that took over?
Ray?
No. He took over the investigation.
Oh, Rosenstein.
Rosenstein.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he was
He was talking about wearing a wire.
Yeah,
you know?
He's a weasel. That guy's a weasel.
Please. I mean...
Yeah. Well, that was just a joke. That was just a joke.
Only in Washington, D.C. and Deep State can you get away with saying things like that.
Yeah. He obviously needed to go, too. And then you've got Director Ray right now, who is obviously... The day I knew he was a weasel was when he was sitting next to Andy McCabe at the hearing.
Yeah.
And he basically went along with everything that he was saying.
Well, not only that, but, we're going back into, like, everybody is, it's all part of, they're all connected. I mean, the thing that just popped into my mind was, I mean, look how long, for 2 years we were fed the bill of goods about Bill Barr, how he was just like, you know, oh, he's going to go after him. And I was going to release the report. No, it's going to go over. Well, we expect the report to be released in October. Well, then we expect the report to be released in November. And it's just on and on and on. And then after the election, look how fast he flips.
Yeah.
Like now he's out there literally saying opposite things of against Trump. I'm like, really?
Yeah. I think he was putting.
Is there anybody in Washington that wants to work with Trump? Seriously.
I don't think he can trust anybody at this point. I think that he's surrounded by people who keep advising him to, put Barr in there. Barr's a good guy. And Barr was able to act the act and make it look like he was doing something.
Right.
I think that's where he feels like he's had the rug pulled out from under him and deceived again.
Yeah.
Because he hadn't somebody he trusted.
Because here's the other thing, that if Trump does pull the rabbit out of the hat, and, you know, if things ever calm down, two ifs right there. But
big.
Then we'll have to do something about all this investigation that's been going on for the last, Barr was supposedly doing in Durham, the guy with one picture in his wallet, because guarantee you, if Biden and Comey are in there, we'll never hear about this again.
It all goes away.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, Hunter Biden is the new attorney general or he's on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Or he's, he's appointed to some position.
You know who they want for attorney general?
I've heard Cuomo. Yeah, I've heard Cuomo.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, today we're going to talk about things in New York.
Gosh.
Well,
I would have to say he'd even
I got an Emmy for talking every day through my nose. Really annoying.
Is that a pretty good impression?
Yeah, you give me flashbacks.
Yeah.
So I think I could say he might even be worse than Holder. Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, he would be. Yeah. Because he's totally political. He's not He cares nothing about the law at all. He's all political.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it would be a nightmare, and it would be all about himself.
Yeah.
Oh my word. Yeah.
Trump really has to pull this out.
Yeah, this is going to be bad. You know, you talk about progressivism, and where are we progressing to? Well, it is to total communism. That's where this. Oh, yeah. You know, that's what the progress
absolutely
leads to. And
well, look what happened to Venezuela in 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and yet, well, that's because the United States, they blame it on us.
Yeah,
because,
of course.
Because we did, you know, we did them wrong.
Right.
Well, if, and then supposedly everybody's dependent upon us for aid all the time. And why is it that the capitalists, the terrible, evil comp capitalists are the ones propping all this stuff up,
yeah,
helping them out, giving them aid, doing all those things, being productive, and we, you know, we went from a country of nothing to incredible prosperity.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, one example, just one, of a country in anywhere in history that's had policies like communism that's produced wealth.
Yeah. Real wealth.
Real wealth.
Yeah, it's not there. Other than resources like oil.
Right.
That's the only thing that they can do because they're not producing anything or creating any kind of new...
Or, you know, one communist country that standard of living is higher than, you know, the United States, which, you know, capitalism or whatever.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah.
I mean, it's not pure capitalism anymore, but still.
Right. Even crony capitalism... But, you know, on the smaller scale, the there's more small businesses in this country than there are big businesses. But, and they are basically all pure capitalist type things where you have capitalism happening. They're the ones who are productive in making this country work. And that's, of course, what this COVID thing is destroying.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about COVID yet.
That's true. We haven't brought that up and the masks and everything. We're already at an hour.
I know.
Man.
Time goes by fast.
We need to have like 4 shows a day.
It's kind of eerie.
It is. I don't know, you know, it's, and we're just on top of the topics. We never just talk about anything else besides the topics. We stay on point the whole time.
It's got to be Trump's fault.
It's all Trump's fault. Yeah.
Actually, maybe it's the Russians' fault.
It's Russians. Russia. That's Russia. They're hacking us. We got hacked by Russia. But yeah, funny thing is, the first election in 2016, for 4 years, all we heard about was how we got hacked.
Yeah,
and it couldn't. It was a, you know, he's an illegitimate president. Blah blah blah.
Right.
That was the most hacked election in the world ever.
Yeah.
Ever could happen.
What did they come up with? Handful of people on Facebook that bought ads.
$120,000 in ads. I wish Hillary. If Hillary would just spend $130,000 in ads, she would have won. Because obviously it has a big effect.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, she spent $1.2 billion in her election campaign. Right. You're telling me that didn't have more of an effect?
Yeah.
Well, in the fact that she's Hillary.
Still to make her look good.
Yeah. So you've got all that going on. And then for 4 years, it was nothing but, oh, collusion, Russia, hacking. They affected the election, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden in 2020, it's the most pristine, perfect, secure election ever held in the world, ever, in the history of the universe.
1 in 1 quadrillion chance. Yeah.
It's like lightning striking 15 times in the same place within 5 minutes. And it happens to land on the same quarter every time.
Yeah.
So that is obviously nothing to see here.
I think even if you had a lobotomy, you still couldn't believe that. Seriously.
Well, and that's where I think we are at this point, is somebody's got to start waking up to this.
Okay.
They just need to keep hammering at it, and we're not going away. I think what Hawley said at the Senate hearing, when Ron Johnson did the Senate hearing, 74 million people are not going to shut up.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's, and we can't shut up.
No,
we have to continually keep asking and holding our, even if we're not from those states, we need to hold our representatives accountable to speaking up and saying something and actually paying attention and saying, hey, this isn't right.
Right.
Because they're the ones that are ultimately going to be deciding this thing in the Congress.
Right.
So they need to step up.
Yeah. What's the point of having a fair election in your state?
Yeah.
Gee, this sounds like a lawsuit by Texas.
It should be. Somebody should file a lawsuit about this. Yeah.
Sounds like a good one for the Supreme Court, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like something they would want to take up. Yeah.
Huh.
Because it'd be a simple case. It would take like an hour to look at it.
Especially if, you know, going back to what you were saying earlier, you know, for people that don't understand that, it's the legislatures that have to make election laws, because if you allow elected officials to change election laws on their own, then you end up with Venezuela.
Yeah, then you end up, it's a dictatorship. It's not representative. They're going to control the election. That one person is going to control the election for themselves.
Exactly.
And it's, yeah, for their party. And you can't have that. And I DeSantis, I think, did an awesome job in Florida.
Yeah.
He oversaw the process, made sure it was done right. There's a higher population in Florida than there is in New York, and yet there's a lower rate of COVID deaths and COVID.
Isn't he a Republican?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could be, possibly. Might be a big Trump supporter as well.
You know, it's another kind of a weird, eerie thing, too. All these things happen in Democratic-controlled legislature.
Well, that's just a coincidence.
Yeah, well.
That's because so many people love to live there. That's why they're leaving. Like,
yeah.
Flies.
Hmm. Crazy. That's just cray-cray.
Yeah, you're just, now you're talking tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff now. Well, hey, thanks for everybody for listening to the show today.
I feel better.
We had we had our therapy moment for an hour and 5 minutes and 6 minutes going on 7. We're just appreciate everybody listening. Make sure you subscribe because you don't want to miss out on this kind of content. So make sure you, because I'm sure you've learned a lot. Not only have you learned a lot, your IQ has gone down. So that's hard to do. That's almost like winning an election with 10 million votes more than possible. So it's like a one in a quadrillion chance that you can learn something and your IQ goes down. But that's what's happened here. So more on this later. We'll see what happens throughout the day and what happens with Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, and I believe North Carolina. And was North Carolina? Did North Carolina flip?
No, North Carolina didn't flip. I didn't hear that.
But I've heard some things there too.
Really?
As well as Virginia. Virginia has been very quiet, but I've heard that it actually could still flip.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I don't know. I know there's a small group there working on something that's gonna that could end up flipping it over as well. So, and California, of course.
Well, yeah. You know that you laugh about that, but you know when they first brought that data back over from Germany, you know, weeks ago.
Yeah.
I saw one screenshot, and I took a screenshot of this news feed that I saw, and it had a map, and it showed Trump flipping California.
Yeah, yeah. Which I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. But here's the issue: there is, it's so unexpected that I don't think anybody they're not even trying.
Right.
I know there's some counties that are saying because there's the issues, but
yeah, you got to ask yourself, how do people like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi keep getting reelected?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Over and over and over again.
No way.
Got it locked up solid. How do they keep winning?
Yeah, this is not possible.
And they have so much. And that gets back to this whole thing, like with Boehner. When Boehner was Speaker of the House,
yeah,
he couldn't get voted out because he wields so much power with the finances. And McConnell's the same position.
Mm-hmm.
He has so much fundraising ability and control.
Right.
They have to go along with it or they lose that.
Term limits and campaign finance reform.
We got to get those guys.
Serious campaign finance
disconnected
reform.
From that. Yeah, it's a conflict of interest, in my opinion, when they're able to do that kind of stuff. So, yep. Well, there you go, folks. That's the show. We're going to call that a show. And you're going to say, how do I get this last hour and a half of my life back? So, we're going to, I guess we're just going to end it. Maybe we can invite, if everybody like clicks on the like button and subscribes and then leaves comments and says, we want Rabbi Rick back again, he might come back. But you have to gonna have to send him some money.
With pleasure.
he's got this whole week off. There's no reason why.
Money not required.
I've got a little cot over in the next room. He could just stay there the whole week and we could just come in and keep having shows all the whole week. So we could just keep doing that.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that is a little bit. I don't think I'll be hanging out here much if he's going to be here. Because there's no shower in this building.
Ew.
So by the end of the week, you're going to be ripe.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, everybody. Thanks for once again, Rick, for being here
and
pleasure. Making the show worthwhile. Because when I'm here, it's not worth much.
That's not true.
All right, folks. God bless. Have a good weekend. Have a good week the rest of the week. Hope you have the time off and Happy New Year and all that stuff. Hope you had a great Christmas. We're going to call it all.
Bye.